Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word, your spirit among us, your spirit within us, your hand on us, and we thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. Thank you that the entrance of your word brings light, and it shall bring light unto our spirits and our souls and our bodies today. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk to you today about throwing out the anchor. Now, I've been a sailor for a long time. Haven't sailed in quite a while, but I've sailed and learned how to sail when I was a young man. My dad taught me down at Oriental, North Carolina, on the coast, where he grew up. And it's something I've always enjoyed. And then I remember anchoring my sailboat on a lake. And when I did, I threw out the anchor for the bow of the boat, the front of the boat, and it would stay there. And because it was a small boat, I didn't do anything but just put an anchor on the front of the boat. But the wind would blow the boat around, the backside of the boat, the stern of the boat. It would blow it around, all around that anchor, but that anchor would hold. If the anchor was holding in the bottom, on the bottom below, then the bow of the boat would not move. Many times in our lives, we are faced with circumstances, contrary circumstances, circumstances contrary to the word, to life, to reality. Because you see, Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the word truth there can be translated reality. So Jesus and the word are reality. Once you get that in your mind, I saw that years ago, it really hit me hard. Now, sometimes we struggle with that because we say, no, reality is what I see, feel, what my five physical senses are telling me. We don't deny what the five physical senses are telling us, but we look to the reality, the real truth, the Word of God. And if that those five physical senses in the natural realm don't line up with the reality of God's Word that we know in our heart, then we have to call it a lie. In other words, sickness and disease are from the enemy, and it's his lies that are coming against you. You don't deny the fact that you're sick. You deny its right to remain or come against you or remain in your body. And thank God, we always try to clarify this. Thank God for doctors. Both Joanne's mom and my mom were nurses in the medical field. And we thank God for doctors. But we also thank God for Dr. Jesus. And you might as well believe God if you're going to go to the doctor and get some help in the natural. Believe God first with God, Dr. God, Dr. Jesus, as we used to say. Praise God. So we want to anchor our soulish realm. Our spirits are anchored. They're sealed. So our spirits are anchored to God. But we want our soulish realm anchored to God. Now, if you've ever had doubt or challenges in your mind, which all of us have at some point in time, this is a really good scripture I'm going to share with you over in Hebrews chapter 6. If you read down through chapter 6, and I encourage you to do that, it's very good because there's one thing that jumps out in this, and I'm going to try to really, really simplify it. God cannot lie. He's not going to lie, and it's impossible for him in chapter 6 of Hebrews, verse 18. And he's talking about the fact that there is a hope, and that hope is real, and we can tie ourselves to that hope. So I'm going to read in verse 19 or verse 18, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Hope is such an expected end. It's an expected result, not just I'm hoping and a praying. If I'm hoping and a praying, I'm probably not getting anything. I need to have faith and add faith with my hope. But the basis of faith working is hope. Faith, hope, and love. All three of them work together. Verse 19 says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters into that within the veil. I'm going to read that from a couple of other translations. I want to focus microscopically at this one phrase, the anchor of the soul. The Amplified Classic, let me pull it over here. It says, now we have this hope as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. Now listen to what Amplified clarifies it. It cannot slip, it cannot break down under whoever steps out upon it. A hope that reaches farther and enters into the very certainty of the presence within the veil. Thank God we have an anchor of the soul. Now, the Passion Translation. I'm going to start back with verse 17. So in the same way, Hebrews 6:17, God wanted to end all doubt and confirm it even more forcefully to those who would inherit his promises. His purpose was unchangeable. So God added his vow to the promise. Verse 18, so it is impossible for God to lie, for we know that his promise and his vow will never change. And now, listen to the passion, and now we have run into his heart to hide ourselves in his faithfulness. That is where we find his strength and comfort, for he empowers us to seize what has already been established ahead of time, an unshakable hope. We have this certain hope like a strong, unbreakable anchor holding our souls to God himself. Isn't that wonderful? This anchor is holding your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect to God himself. Our anchor of hope is fastened to the mercy seat. What a beautiful picture. Which sits in the heavenly realm beyond the sacred threshold where Jesus, as our forerunner, has gone before us. I'm going to stop right here. We have an inheritance. We have an inheritance of heaven. We have an inheritance in this current life. And when your circumstances, when the devil's throwing circumstances at you, I really should say his circumstances, when they're coming against you so hard, you can lean on the anchor of the soul and realize that that anchor is tied to God. Hallelujah. It's tied to the mercy seat. You have been forgiven. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. You are more than a conqueror. You are the healed. You are someone with hope for today and hope for tomorrow and faith for right now. And you accomplish that faith works by love and you resting in it. If nothing else, this message right here is just a reminder. If you are suffering right now, God loves you, or you know someone who's suffering mentally or challenged in with circumstances or whatever's coming against them, we pray, right? I'm just going to pray. Father, I just pray right now because there are people on my heart now whom I know, and yet I know there are people who are listening to this podcast who are going through the same type challenges because there's nothing new under the sun, and the devil is lying to them that they are not going to heaven, or they're not going to be healed, or they're not going to get out of this mess, or their family is not going to go to heaven, or whatever the case is. I thank you that we keep our soul anchored to the Lord. Hallelujah. That Jesus is the anchor of that soul. And Father, I thank you that we will stay fast and be steadfast in the Lord and immovable, unshakable, just like we were a boat and the bow or the front of that boat was anchored. It's more solid because it's spiritual. Hallelujah. Father, encourage the person who's listening today. Help us, if we're encouraged, to encourage someone else who is challenged. Thank you for your grace and your peace and your mercy today, because Jesus is the anchor that cannot slip. Hallelujah. It cannot break down. In Jesus' name, we are throwing out the anchor for ourselves or someone else today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.